Kumland in a black Gemara. Yeah, that Peizayin and Aleph. We only have like 23 blot to go to finish the Mesechta. That's it. Pity you won't finish in another 9 days and make a really justified see. Okay.
Can't say that I missed a couple of pages here or there.
The last thing we learned is about who the halacha is like. But right in the middle of the page, boyim in a rabba merava, and then you look at it, it actually says rabba merabba. Come this lexicon.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Boyim in a rabba merabba, rabba asked rabba from his teacher. Rabba, question. We're on page I number out of the middle of the page. You want me to find it here? Quickly, here for me. Page I number Aleph. How does it work? How does it work? Is it 87? Oh, yeah. Right here. 87. Here we go. Right here, my thumbs. Is boy you mean rabba rabba as rabba question lina, if you left something overnight, which we refer to that as lina my elles beroyshe shamas beach my ana my elles beroyshe shamas beach, if you left it overnight on the top of the mizbeach in the morning, do we say that it does not become lina and therefore you're still moyel, you're still mehdi, should we say it? I know that
since it was on top of the
Mizbeach. Exactly, top of the Mizbeach, Lina does not affect it, and therefore, it's not possible or anything. And you can just, you can put it back onto the Mizbeach. Hey, Chidami, what actually happened? Says Gemara, what happened? Ilema de lo yardu, that it will remain on the Mizbeach, it's still sitting on the Mizbeach, he found it in the morning on top of the Mizbeach. So what's your question? Whether it's possible you got to remove it. Hashtalonu ba'azor. The mother was lying on the floor and rested there overnight. Amit, you said, don't bring it on the Mizbeach, but if you did the lo yardu, you don't remove it. So b'reish Mizbeach, if it stayed, remained on top of the Mizbeach until the morning hours, miboy, the question is, well, whether you should remove the Mizbeach, of course you can leave it there. Well, the question is, the yardu, you did come down from the Mizbeach. What happened was, overnight it sat on the Mizbeach, so when it came morning, daybreak, it was still sitting on the Mizbeach. And then it fell off. The question is, does Lina affect items that are sitting atop the Mizbeach? If
you
Lina affects it,
on the walkway or on the Maracha?
The Mishnah says that makes no difference. Remember, it says, not a Maracha, on the whole top, the face.
On the surface.
Yeah, the surface is very big. So it must be talking about it was there in the early hours in the morning, was still sitting on the Mizbeach, and then in the morning later on it fell down. The question is, can you put it back up? Whether Lina impacted it while it was standing atop the Mizbeach. What's the shayla? Do we say l'shulchan medaminla? Do we say silla to the shulchan lechem haponim? You leave on the table every Shabbat, you take it out. Or did not? And we learned that the din is if you left it there too long, it does not become possible. Afilu hein ala shulchan. Yomim rabim, even remain on the shulchan for a very long time, it still remains there. It doesn't matter. I do, perhaps perhaps we compare it to sitting on the ground. And what do we know? Once it's sitting on the ground, you're not allowed to put it back up on top of the Mizbeach. So the question is, what is it like? Yeah. Amalei said, "Ein lina b'reish shemazbech." So Rabbi answered, "There's no lina. Lina has no impact whatsoever if this part of the carbon was sitting atop of the mizbech." So the Gemara kibla minei eloi. Was the drove accept what his teacher said or not? Toshma, come in here. Need when we learned. Vori, we have limbs shalonu ba'azora. If you have limbs that stayed overnight in the azora, mekate v'hoile kol alayla. If you have all night long, you could put it back up on the mizbech. If it's not morning yet, you have all night long. If something's sitting on the floor, you can put it back on the mizbech. Abalon b'roisha shel mizbech. But what happens if? But only all night long. The following day, you can't put it back up anymore.
No,
if it was not, but whatever was sitting on mizbech all night long, then mekate v'hoilech leilam. Then what? That you can leave it there forever. Yardu, what about if it came down from the Mizbeach? Rabba says, Yalu, put it back up. Since it was on top of the Mizbeach when it was when daybreak came along, you could, so there's no lina there, bring it right back up. And Rabba Amala Yalu, do not bring it back up. Clearly Rabba did not accept what the teacher said. Shmamino, like Kiblu Menesh Mamino. Rabba holds that the lina impacted it wherever it's sitting, whether it's on top of the Mizbeach on the floor, and therefore you don't put it back on the Mizbeach. Okay, now this is what your question is. The Mishnah says, "Kshem shaham mizbeach mekadesh," just like mizbeach affects it, so too the ramp. The ramp affects it as well. Okay, we're on Pei Zayin of an Aleph, four lines from the bottom of the two dots. So the Mishnah says, just like the mizbeach affects everything, so too the ramp of the mizbeach. Tanabam we learn, Hanegeya b'mizbeach, anything comes in contact with the mizbeach, ain't the elam mizbeach, if it comes in contact directly with the mizbeach. Kevish b'nayin, how do you know if it comes in contact with the ramp? The same didn't apply, Tamalaymer, because it says in the Pasuk, you should anoint the mizbeach and all the kelim, you should make the mizbeach holy. And it says, Kiddush to Es Mizbech. So it's as if to say, not only are you making the Mizbech holy, but also the Es. We always have a rule, Es is something secondary to the Mizbech. What is that? Es Mizbech that teaches you the ramp. Klishot of a nine. How do you know that the utensil of the Mizbech also have the capacity to make things holy? Tamar Leimer, it says in the Pasuk, you should make them holy. Kol Hanogea Bohem Yikdush. Anything that touches them becomes Kiddush. And behem is the clay shot. Says the Gemara, boy, the shlokish asks a beachin a question. Clay shot is, mau she yikachu is absolin. Do clay shotters have the ability to make holy things which are possible? And the question is, look at Rashi here, what's exactly the question? Mau she yikachu absolin, by 8 lines, 6 lines above the white lines. Who saw what he thought? Li inyan pidyon kamet boy, the beachin thought shlokish is asking whether you can redeem this thing. Once something is kaidish, you cannot redeem it. And he wanted to know why should you be able to redeem it? Because since it was possible when you put in the clay shoddus, you probably didn't have it, maybe you didn't have a mind to be totally kodesh, because it can't, it's possible. So what did you only make kodesh here? The value of it, the dummim. And therefore,
so you can put that onto another thing.
Exactly. So you can leave pidyon goodbye. You go mincha to mayo, let's say a tomatic flower, mincha shekotcha, be clay shoddus, shekish clay shoddus, you made it holy, the clay shoddus. Me kachah kedusha haguf. What kind of kedusha is it? Is it kedusha haguf, which we know you cannot ever redeem? B'loy nafkul cholim the kachah kedi, because the kedi made holy. Afapishi tamei is tamei oile kachah and it's not mekachah. Now memlacha then sochir shenidmu yeshlem pigeon. Have a pigeon. Imish a kedush became nidmu ainlem pigeon. And if after you made the kedi kedush you became tamei, there's no pigeon. Amalei told him tenesua. Didn't we learn? We already learned that you do make kodesh and there's no redemption. Rabbi Yechonon told us, if that's your question, whether you redeem or not, to learn. Kishem Shah Mizbeach Vahakevish Mekach. It says in this mission right here, Esaro Olen Kach Kelim Mekach, and the Kelim are also Mekadish. That means you mean what? You cannot redeem it anymore. Amalei, you misunderstood my question altogether. My question wasn't regarding redemption. My question was, there was something was inside a clay shodas that was possible. Does the clay shodas transform it into kosher? Lechatchila lekodeh kamebayli. Can you go ahead, lechatchila, and from the outset, and go ahead and be makrev? Do we say that Kaylee somehow or another fixed it up? What happened was, if that's your question, we also learned that Hanami Tanina, didn't we learn? Shekiblu psuli. What happens if the apostle of Kayim was mekabel the blood? He shouldn't have. Somebody was qualified, somebody was disqualified or took the blood. If this Zarku was done, man, then went ahead and sprayed the blood. And the thing is, you leave it there. My love, we understood right now that both activities were done by apostle. Shekiblu psuli and vizorku psuli, and they were both done by apostle. And yet we say, leave it on the mizbeach. So we say the word that the mizbeach makes it holy. Rashi, shekiblu psuli and vahodar, and then zorku psuli, and apostle, a person sprayed it. V'lomali zorku. Now, why do you have to tell me that it was sprayed? You're telling me that both activities were done, then we have a problem. Why do you tell me that both activities were done? Sounds like to me, what about only one activity was done by apostle? Then you would have continued with a kosher. Why do you have to tell me that it was makabel by apostle and the blood was sprayed by apostle? and then you tell me that don't put it in his bayah, but if it's done, leave it there. As if to say, but if it's only mekabel the blood by a apostle and a kosher guy sprayed the blood, you chatchila, go ahead and put it on his bayah. So you see that what? That the clay shortest is mekadesh. Mekabel, if so, ilah, but what's mezbech? It makes it all ilah, the ashmina, teach you, time, the zorg of sulda, the evodim, betayres, im ola yodu. Only because the both activities were sprayed by a apostle, we say, look, don't put it up there, but if it's there, don't take it down. Oblachatchila yalu. The apostle, bosa, bezika, psuli, because the flesh became apostle by somebody spraying, apostle guy spraying blood. Hazorku, chayin, lachatchila, nami yalu, evodim. Sounds like me, but if a kosher guy would have sprayed the blood, lachatchila, you can put it mezbech. The Zika Ma'alu, it's a good spring. Afagav the Kibub Sulun, even though who received the blood, one of the Avodah was done by apostle, because it went into a clay koshadis. From the Kotche, clay shadis, it sounds like, why? Because if it wouldn't have been sprayed by apostle, the clay shadis would have transformed the blood, and even though it was done by apostle person, the clay shadis would have then made it kosher again. Because this is Chodesh, should answer your question, Shlokish, is that once you put a clay shadis, it comes Kodesh and makes it kosher again. The problem here is only because somebody else sprayed it was not entitled to spray it. Says the Gemara, no, it's not right for me. Why? Where does it say here in the Braisa that an apostle person sprayed it? It just says apostle person makabel it, and then the blood was sprayed. It doesn't say by the same person. So you understood, my love, shekib lup sulin, vizork lup sulin. Why no? Shekib lup sulin, only the thing that was done was the Kabbalah of Epsulin. Or Inami, the Kabbalah was done correctly, Shazark Epsulin. That it was sprayed by, only one activity was done by Apostle, and then we say it no longer belongs in Mizbech. So therefore, no Raif from here.
Well, how are you misacking the Zrika if it's not going to go back in the Klei Shadis after the Zrika on the Mizbech?
No, the question is, since you put the Kabbalah down in the Klei Shadis, it's so kosher that even the Zrika Apostle doesn't ruin the rest of the carbon to put on the Mizbech. Look at Ashi.
But the Zrika Atzma will be no good.
Yeah, true. But the rest of the flesh, you can still put on the Mizbech.
So if you have more Damachayim, you go back and get more. And
if you have, yeah, we had before, yeah. That you don't bring it back down. Maybe that's what's coming to tell you. Maybe the Brai says that it's possible, but you understood it's possible only because both activities happened through apostle, and I mean both. You're telling me because there was never a clay shot as properly here because the Kabbalah's down was done through apostle and the zikr done apostle, and therefore it's possible. Chatchil, don't put it up. You put it down. I'm telling you that the pshat and the Brai says that the Kabbalah was done by a kosher. If the zikr done by apostle, it ruins it. Or if the Kabbalah was, if the Kabbalah was done by apostle, even though the zikr was done by a kosher, it also is ruined. Why is it ruined? L'chayr went to Klei Shadis, because Klei Shadis does not have the capacity to transform it. And that's my shaila. Not answered. Okay, next question. Avir Mizbech. What about the space above the Mizbech? Is Kimizbech Dami, or like, does the space above the Mizbech have the din of a Mizbech or not? Tashma, come in here. It says in the Mishnah, Kishem. For example, if you suspended the Evarim, that apostle, but not, you didn't put it on the floor of the Mizbech, you suspended it on a stick on the Mizbech. Do you leave it there or not? Is it says if it's in the Mizbech or not? Toshma, come in here. Kishem. Otherwise, you'll pull it down. Kishem, Shem, Mizbech, Mekadosh, Kakev, Mekadosh, Mekadosh. Now, think for a second. It says the ramp. Now, how do you move from the ramp to the Mizbech? Obviously, you have to lift it and walk with it. No, that's already in space. And we see that it's still considered as if it's on Mizbech. The Amid Avim is Bech Lav Mizbech. Tell me the space above the Mizbech is not like Mizbech. Avid Kevish Nami Lav Kevish Nami. So you have to include also the space above the ramp is not like the ramp. Hechi Masik Lemi Kevish the Mizbech. How do you bring it up from the ramp to the Mizbech? As soon as you lift it in the air, it's in the space, air space. So as if you took it off, how can you put it back on the Mizbech? Have Le Yoru. The moment you pick it up, it's as if you took it off the Mizbech. How do you do that? Sigmar said the Nogile. What's the big deal? The Nogile. He slept it. He dragged it across. And therefore, it never was lifted. Figma doesn't help us, because remember, there's a space, there's a cavity, there's a gap there. Well, Avi, there's a gap there. So the Cheder, that's that little space, when you pull it over that, it's going through airspace. Everything about it. Rubai, yes, Avi, Figma says, Rubai, like Kevish, Kevish. Rubai's Beach, Kevish Beach. It's a big piece. So, and the space between is very small. So, the majority of it is sitting on the kevish while it's crossing the space. That part is considered as if it's sitting on the kevish floor. And then, when the majority of it now is on the mizbech and the minority is on the kevish floor, it says the majority is on the mizbech. We don't care about this little bit that's going over this expanse. There's a mother. Basically, what you said now, tifshet, let it resolve, from what you just said. You would, so you're saying that that space, that airspace in between the Kevish and the Mizbeach follows the Rav. Wherever the Rav is, that's what it's like. So we should resolve the question of Rav Chama. Rav Chama has a question. Yesh chibur la'aylin. Aylai. Do we say that if there's something attached to the oil and it's off the Mizbeach? Something is not part of, it's not on the Mizbeach, it's attached to the oil. Is it considered as if it's on the Mizbeach or not? Let's resolve. If the majority of the oil is on the Mizbeach, as if it's on the Mizbeach. If not, not. Well, so you're right. What's the big deal? Tifshet. Good. We should resolve it. I didn't think of it there. It's not my problem. Let's resolve it. The Yeshchiber. Sorry. Holakasha Tifshet. You talk right. Let's be patient. Maskevla Rav Bar Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan has a question. V'i Amrit. I'll ask you a question. If you can tell me that Avikim is best, you want to conclude. We haven't yet concluded either way. You said maybe we schlep it across, right? So we have a question. Avim is Bech is Kim is Bech, Dami Elok is Bech. We haven't resolved it yet. If you want to argue that Avim is Bech is like the Mizbeach, then let me ask a question. Oila sa oi. If you took a oil, a bird, that's an oila, and they used to shechter with the thumb on top of the Mizbeach, oila sa oi, the postel b'machshav, and you had the wrong machshav in mind, you had a mind you're going to spray it the next day or something. Is it possible? Heichemishkach l'ha can never be. Since the top of the Mizbeach, it always rains. It's top of the rains, coil it. So what do you do with it? Anyway, you leave it on the Mizbeach and burn it. So who cares if it's possible or not possible? How cold the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach protected. Yeah. What's you tell me if I thought that I'm going to do it tomorrow, I'm going to roast it tomorrow, it's possible. But I'm allowed to roast it tomorrow because on top of the Mizbeach. So why is it a possible machshava? If you hold, remember, you're standing and holding it in the air. So it is Avim Mizbeach. If you hold that Avim Mizbeach is not like the Mizbeach, so then we're standing right now, if you hold it the whole time till tomorrow, you cannot roast it tomorrow because there was Lina. So it's a possible machshava. But if you tell me that the space above the Mizbeach is just like the Mizbeach floor, how can you be? Yeah, it's always on top of the Mizbeach. That's what you're asking. So maskiv lo Rav Shimon, if someone asks you to ask back to him, so you think you have a conclusive proof? Alom beloy, I can find you a heichet timtzer where you'll find pigul by neilah. So even if you hold it avim mizbech mizbeidami mishkachli, you know how you find it? Keep going to Omar. He says hareini molka. This is what he had in mind. I am going to be molket. I'm a nasla hayridu lemacher. I'm going to take it down tomorrow. Ulahalois, and then bring it back up like tira. I'm here tonight. Tomorrow I'll take it down and then bring it up. Remember, once you bring it down, you cannot bring it back up. Says the Gemara. This makes sense according to Rav, who says that even though they're up there a whole night, Lina impacted it. So once you take it down, you cannot put it up. So if it's a possible machshava, even though the top is back till the morning, it's still impacted by Lina. El Rabba says that if it's a top is back, ain't Lina. There's no Lina. That means even if I had a mind to take it down tomorrow lunchtime, I'm allowed to bring it back up because there's no Lina here. So how can you have a possible machshava? Less machshavta. He says, no. Even Rabba Nami Mishkach. I'll give you an example where you can find even for Avim Mizbech. Give you an example. You find Pigel How. He's going to Omer, he says, Hareini Moka, I will be Moedekit. I'm an Ashleri the Koidim Ambud Shachar. When does Rabba say that once it has been protected by the Mizbeach and it's no longer Lina, is if it was there during till through Ambud Shachar? But if you're moving for Ambud Shachar, it doesn't work that way. Well, then I'll bring it back up as Ambud Shachar. See, when Rabba's Moedek was Lina, you cannot do that. So that's a Pasul Machshava. So therefore, it's no raya whether Avim is Bech is Kimbech or not. So the Gemara, Abba Lahagis, the other side, that me a little bit poshid, Avim is Bech, Kim is Bech, Dami, okay. You wanted a proof from there that Avim is Bech is not like Mizbech. Otherwise, how can you have Pigel on the other side? And you gave me an answer, it's still possible to have Pigel in a certain case where you had a mind to take it down and then bring it back up. Take it down before Mudashach and bring it back up afterwards. But maybe from the other side, maybe we should be patient. Avim Bech is Mizbech Dami. How? If you're going to tell me that the Avim is Bech is not like the Mizbeach. Chattas ha'oif psula. A bird that was a chattas, it's meant to be a chattas that you're supposed to spray it below the line, and you do the malik on top of the Mizbeach. What happens if you had in mind the wrong carbon? It passes it. How can you go ahead and spray from with blood? Remember, you have to walk down, you have to spray below the red line. So you have to walk down. The moment you walk down, it's already considered a yorud because you went down. Yeah.
Because Abu Mizbech is not like the Mizbech,
that's right.
It wasn't Koilut. So it
Rashi. What happened was you did the malika on top of his bech, and you did not have in mind the right carbon. Uposla, so therefore you passed the carbon. The alpha god, the leinas is lematan, even though you didn't do them below. L'chayda, you didn't shechta below. Ha'amah mali, we learned before malka b'chol malkam b'mizbech shayda. But the anyway, you do malika is kosher. The leiposel. Myla the day ella b'hazor, so you don't passel it if you bring it up on the mizbech. It's only passel by the hazor. V'heicha the molka b'psorech. So if you shecht it, you did malika on top of the mizbech, having in mind the wrong carbon. The kaimlam, we have a rule b'chol apsul and imol yodav. They were down the bottom. Afterwards, you went down the bottom. You sprayed it. You bring it back up. Is that a problem? Heichi shor lemar lahazes medoma. How do we allow you to spray from the blood? Hari magbia umatis kisha oiches bo. You have to lift. Even though you're standing on top of the mizbech, in order to spray the blood, you have to lift the bird and angle it and spray it. If you hold kisha oiches bo mazah hav leyod is a yarud. So therefore, you're saying. Yeah. You must say that Avim is Bech is Bech, because it says Im Olo Lo Yored regarding this Chatas, if you had the wrong thing in mind, you can leave it up there. But in order to leave it up there, you have to be able to spray it. And if you, and how can you spray it? If you tell me Avim is Bech, it's not like the Mizbech, it's as if you took it down. If you took it on Mizbech, how can you bring it back up? So it must be that the Avim Mizbech is like the Mizbech, therefore you never took it down. That's why you can leave it there. Says Gemara, Gemara then says, sharp sulim, all other posle animals by blood, for example, that become tummies and posle, and heichi zorik lehu, how you spray that? Again, look at Rashi, sharp sulim, domim, all other psulim, domim from a behemoth. Let Rabbi Gamliel, who says in the Mimnomas, this in Hadam, Postle Sha'olah, the Yorah, Postle Dam. If it went on the Zbech, you don't remove it. Hey, Chizodik, how do you spray it? Midomon, how do you zika Merochu from the distance? Zodik, Bahavle Avram Zbech. It must be there's Avram Zbech. Yeah. Sorry. So how do you spray any animal? So the Gemara, the Magalu, yeah.
On the Yisod?
No. That's the Shvicha. Zika's on the flat wall.
On the corner, isn't it?
Zika of Chatas Behema is on top, on the Karnai. And the Gemara, the Magaluhu, it's talking about that he's actually, who said you have to do for this? And maybe you're touching against the walls. It never went up in the airspace, you're touching against the wall. So when you spray the damp puzzle, all you're doing is you're squeezing against the wall and you're pressing it against the wall, and that's how you squeeze the blood out. So therefore, there's never encounters the avir of the mizbech. Says the Gemara, ho hazohi, that's called hazoh mitzi. What you're doing is hazoh means spraying it. Mitzi, you had by a bird, you're supposed to squeeze it, press it against the wall. What you're telling me now is by puzzle, bird, the puzzle thing is you put it on the floor straight away and you go ahead and you press it against the wall. Isn't that mitzi? That's not zrika. How can that be kosher? Or shvicha, but definitely it's not zrika. Must be because Avim Mizbech is like the Mizbech, and therefore there's nothing wrong with spraying it. Hazrika shvicha, by an animal, that's zrika shvicha. This is how you do it. Omer Rav Ashi says, you're right. We cannot be patient here either way, whether it is or not. But if the Nokel Rosh Mizbeach, if he's standing on top of the Mizbeach, it's not a problem. You know why? Because we're not. It's not for us. The whole question of if the Avir Mizbech is like Mizbech was never a question of the Kohen is standing on top of the and he does Malik and all that. But you know why? because his feet is on the ground, is on the floor of the Mizbech. So that even though he's holding the bird suspended in the air, it's as if the bird is on the Mizbech. That's definitely Avikim Mizbech, don't mean, and therefore there's no problem of Zrik and all that. Even though the bird is in the air, he can spray it. It's not a problem, because it's like a Mizbech. Our question was, Hachinami, you're right. Kiko Amar, our question was that the Talino Bekanya, it's hanging on a stick. And that's definitely Avim Mizbech. And there the question was, my, what's the din over there? So all of these other cases he gave me, he's talking about the Kohen standing there. So therefore, it could be like Avim Mizbech, not a problem. Our question was, if it's suspended in the air on a stick, does it have a din like it's on the Mizbech, and therefore it's kosher, you know, and so on? Or it's like off the Mizbech, and therefore it's as if you went off the Mizbech, but you now have to take it from that stick and put it on the Mizbech, you have to remove it. And remember to take it. See you tomorrow, Mitzvah.